Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. The God of
His blessings this morning.
Honor Him this morning. We just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We welcome each of you to Bible Storyland this morning. And we just thank God for His mighty presence. We thank God that He allowed each of you to come on and be with us this morning. What a wonderful day it is to praise our God, the King of Kings. What a mighty God He is. And
Amen.
I thank God that even though He's our Creator, He allows us to serve Him. What a mighty God we have, our Creator. He is the great, great and wonderful. He's awesome. He's mighty. He is the Almighty God. Our Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is the one who created the stars and the moon and the heavens and the earth and filled the earth up. The earth and everything in it belongs to us. Even me, even you, we belong to the God of this world. Hallelujah. To our God, our God. We belong to the mighty God who created this world. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We have a great, mighty woman of God, my good friend from Kalamazoo, Michigan. She is going to do the opening prayer this morning. I thank God for her. I tell you what, she is a prayer warrior. So she undergirds me very often. So I thank God for you. Good morning, Sister Sandra. How you doing?
I'm so blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're on this morning. Is it snowing there?
No, it's a beautiful day. Sun shining, and I think it's going to be about 50 today.
Oh, now that sounds great.
Oh, yes. We got favor today.
Man, you ready to lead us to the throne room this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Oba shikiri onara siya takararaba kata. Ede ola ba sa de ola raba taka. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, oh God, for allowing us to be a part of this program, Bible Storyland. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance of how this program is going to be a success. We've already consulted the angels, oh God of heaven, and we commanded them and we decree and declare that this show today will be an anointed show. We thank you, Lord, for the having honor, giving us honor to be a part of this great program, Bible Storyland. And, oh, God, we thank you for favor. We thank you for anointing. We thank you for how this program is going to be an eye-opener to a lot of things that are happening in our lives, oh, God. We thank you so much for the mighty woman of God that's going to be bringing the word today. We pray, Lord, that you rest upon this woman of God, and that you especially rest upon the great anointed prophetess Barbara Jean Pittman Mack. And we pray, Lord, that when she opens her mouth, that the word of God will come out. And we pray, Lord, and we speak through, that you will speak through her, Lord God, and that we know that she's a great encourager, and we know that people will leave the show today encouraged in you. And that's what it's all about, being encouraged, encouraged to go on, encouraged to just take another step, encouraged to say, I'm going to give all, everything over to you. I might not be feeling the best today, Lord, but I'm going to give it all over to you, because I know that you can handle all things. And we know, Lord, that this great prophetess, Prophetess Mack, will be bringing the word today, encouraging his people. We thank you, Lord, for this platform that you've given her, the Bible Storyland. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless each one that has a part, O Kabashia, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every singer. We thank you, Lord, for every singer, whether they be young, whether they be young in heart. Oh, God, we thank you for the Bible story that's going to be told. We thank you for every listener. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning, some of us was not feeling good when we woke up in our bodies. But, Lord, after we know during the show, as the word is being spoken, as the songs are being sung, as the stories have been told, we know, Lord, that they will, when they get off the air, they will be feeling better than they were when they got on the air. And, Lord, we just give you the praise and glory. Oh, God, all glory and all honor goes to you. We bless the host today. We pray, Lord, that you would just rain on her. Rain favor upon her, Lord. Rain blessings upon this show. We pray, Lord, each and every show that is program that is given every week, that you anoint it, oh God, and that favor would just run from it, oh God. Run down just like the oil when David was anointed king, and when the oil ran from his head, they just ran all the way down. We just pray that favor, it comes from the northeast, south, and west, that it will rest upon each show that has been given. And we just thank you, Lord, for Sister G. And we just thank you for the great host, and we just give you the praise. And Lord, you are our great God, and we thank you that we can come to you, and we thank you for this great program, Bible Storyland, and we're just looking for great things today and all the days to come. In your great name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that anointed prayer, that powerful prayer. Thank you, Sister Sandy. Just keep listening. All right.
Amen.
You know, God's voice, even his voice is great. When he speaks, everything gets in order. Everything lines up with his perfect will. His voice is so powerful, it can break cedars, which is a strong wood, very strong wood, just with his powerful voice. His voice is full of majesty. That's why we give him all the glory due unto his name. We can call upon him morning, noon, and night in the name of Jesus. And we just thank him because he is awesome. He is omnipotent. We give God glory daily. It is due unto his great name. His name is Father, King, Shepherd, Lord, the great I Am, Almighty, and many, many more names. So we just thank him this morning for his awesome presence. And we say to you, Lord God, we honor you this morning. We honor your presence. And we just thank you that you came on Bible Storyland with us this morning. You said where two or more gather in your name, you're in the midst of us. So I thank you that you're in the midst of us. So have your way this morning. Almighty God, he is the one who moves. He's not standing still. He moves. He's alive. In God's temple, everyone speak of his glory. He sitteth king forever. It is the Lord who giveth his people strength. It is the Lord who blesses people. He gives us strength and peace. As we get younger and younger and younger with age, we realize how valuable strength is and how valuable peace is. We thank God for strengthening our bodies to get up every day and to be active. Today is Senior Citizens Day, so we're honoring our seniors. You know, we no longer take for granted that we can do things that we used to do. You know, like play baseball, run from base to base. We used to be able to go, you know, and just hit the ball and go, run, slide into base. You know, but now as we've gotten a little bit younger, sometimes, you know, we can't even begin to hit the ball. We miss it a few times. But that's all right. God is still strengthening us, enabling us to get up every morning. You know, when we played baseball then, you know, sometimes we didn't even have soreness. But now we try to hit a ball, our arms may have a little soreness, a little ache, a little pain here and there. We no longer take for granted. You know, we can remember everything we needed to do, even when we, you know, when we didn't even write a list. We can remember things, you know, from years back. And even now, you know, many of us can remember so many things. You know, so I thank God what he's doing in our lives. You know, we used to could go to the grocery store, even maybe without even a list, without writing it down. But now, you know, sometimes we have to write it down. I don't know about you, but as I get younger, I got to write it down. So I thank God in the name of Jesus that he is, you know, restoring our health. He's giving us strength to get up every morning. But now, you know, we know for sure that God is the one who provides our strength in our bodies. As children, we took him for granted. You know, our God has given us so much. Every day, he loads us up with benefits. He gives us peace every day. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And he gives us peace in every situation that we go through, whether it's the death of a loved one, a spouse, a child, a relative, a close friend, loss of things, illness. When other people looked at us and they knew what we were going through, yet our God gave us that kind of peace that no one could understand how we remained sane through it all. There's a great woman of God on this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. She is gifted with the song of praise and thanksgiving. And I tell you what, she loves to praise the Lord. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed by the best, darling.
Amen.
No complaint.
We are grateful that you come on faithfully every week. We just thank God for you. May he bless you richly today and every day and load you up with those benefits.
Oh, thank you for that. I need that praise. Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
You ready to sing to the Lord?
Yes, ma'am. I am. Since last week, they loved my song. That reminds me of my home and my hometown and my home church. We're going to sing it again this week.
Amen.
As I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. Just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talk about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent in an open field, and folks would come for miles and miles, walking over rocks and reels. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yes, we used to have a good time. And as I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. Shabby old place. Used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah. We used to have a good time.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
woo,
Lord.
That's an awesome song. The little old church, we used to sing Amazing Grace. I will never forget that. Because his grace is so amazing. Thank you, Sister Jackie. We appreciate you. We love you.
Oh, thank you all. I appreciate you, Carissa. I love you. Thanks for having me on. I got to get to work.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
But our God delivered us every time, every situation. He came through for us. Through the storms of life, you know, it looked like they were going to overtake us. But our God gave us comfort, strength, compassion, and peace to endure it all. When God called us unto him, and we said, I lost my place, hold on. When God called us unto him, many of us didn't always say yes right away. But thank God we eventually said, yes, Lord. You know, some of us, we thought we had more time. Or, you know, I talk to people on the street all the time. They think they got more time. Well, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to give my life to the Lord. You know, today is not promised. Tomorrow ain't even promised.
Amen.
So we have to come forth and say, yes, Lord. You know, God has carried us many times, and we were going through different things. We were so weak from sickness in our bodies, or depressed, or oppressed, suppressed, seemed, you know, to follow us. But he was there. He promised, and he is not a man that he should lie. He will never leave us nor forsake us. That's why we can always praise him. He is our Father. We can always praise him every day. When our fathers and our mothers died, they left us. God has taken us up. He promised that, you know, when our parents die, he'll take us up. That's why we can extol him. We can give him great praise. We can honor him. We love and adore him. When friends turned into Judas, Jesus never betrayed us. He has been a friend who sticks closer than a brother when our lives should have been taken. Jesus stepped in and took our sickness, our affliction, accidents that could have happened. He took everything, all things for us in his own body. When we went to court, the judge was seemingly hard-hearted, harsh, unyielding in every case. But God, the judge of all judges, stepped in, and he won the case for us. He gave us victory. When we went to work and the boss was seemingly, against us, you know, it seemed like he was always against us. But God, you know, stepped in and gave us mercy and favor on the job. And sometimes he gave us another boss or even another job. But our God deserves all the glory, all the praise, for his mercy endureth forever and ever. And he is a great God. He is a great King. And we continually praise him and honor him because his mercy endureth forever. So just before our speaker comes, we're going to have a song from a song of praise, praise music from Karen Itell, mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm grateful for it. So therefore,
all right,
I'm going to...
What song are you going to play for us this morning?
I'm going to do Give Thanks.
All right. Oh, I love that. Give Thanks. All right. Karen, are you there? You faded out. Karen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, give thanks with a grateful heart. We give thanks with a grateful heart. In the name of Jesus, he is a great and he is a mighty God. We give all honor and all praise to our God this morning. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Father God, we're just grateful. Well, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. This next woman of God is a mighty woman of God. She has the word of God in her mouth, and she loves the Lord. She loves God's people as well. Her name is Minister Bonnie Howell from Orlando, Florida, and we are grateful she could join us. Good morning, Minister Howell. How are you?
Oh, good morning, good morning. Thank the Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, praise God, to speak on the Bible Storyland and for the seniors this morning. So glad to be here.
Amen. Let God have his way through you.
Okay, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. Again, my name is Minister Bonnie Howell. I'm here in Orlando, Florida. I'm bringing you greetings from True Life Outreach Ministry and also my home church, Orlando Faith Ministries. Glory to God, International Leadership Center, under the pastorage of Dr. Willie and Denise Johnson, located at 800 North Pine Hills Road here in Orlando, Florida. Glory to God, and I do have a blog talk show, True Life Outreach Ministry, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we truly thank God again for this opportunity to come before his people with the word of God. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through this morning, know that God is able to carry you through. Hallelujah. I said he's able to carry you through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you today with an encouraging word. Hallelujah. And the topic is look up and live. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I decrease right now that you will increase. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, to touch every listener on this morning. Oh God, we ask you to bless and move like never before in their life. Oh God, we know today, God, that there is nothing impossible with you. Lord, you can do all things, and we can do all things through you who strengthened us today. And Father, we thank you for the victory because we are more than conquerors today. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God, we pray that you're going to the nursing homes, hallelujah, in the hospitals, everywhere. Oh God, touch someone today. Oh God, raise someone up today off their sick bed in the name of Jesus, because by your stripes they are already healed. Oh God, we pray that you will put a praise on their tongue on today. Oh God, don't let them be the same after today. Oh God, we thank you right now. You told the man, hallelujah, in the Bible to take up his bed and walk. And we thank God we are walking by faith today, hallelujah, not by sight. And God, we give your name the praise, hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Sister G, in the name of Jesus, bless this ministry. Bless everyone that come and listen. Oh, God, bless them when they go out and bless them when they go in. And everything that Sister G touched, God, let it be blessed. Hallelujah. We lift up Sister Sandra to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her this morning, God. Bless her in her household. Continue to bless her ministry. Hallelujah. God has got your back. Oh, God, we thank you right now for this woman of God that is full of your word. And we thank you right now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Again, the topic this morning is look up and live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look up and live. And our scripture, praise God, will be coming from Psalms 121. Glory to God. Psalms 121. And we're going to read all of that passage of scripture. Praise God. Let us read. Hallelujah. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand, thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve the going out and thy going in from this time forth and even forevermore. See, that's in the word of God. Hallelujah. All we got to do is look up and live today. Glory to God. I just stopped by today to tell you to be encouraged. Glory to God. Because God has everything that you need. Hallelujah. You got to look to the hills today from which cometh your help. Glory to God. Because all of your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't look to the left or to the right. Hallelujah. Don't depend on the arm of flesh. But I want you to depend on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today that God is your creator. Hallelujah. He's your source. Hallelujah. And he is your preserver. And I want you to know that he owns everything. So what you need today, I want you to know that God has it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He never sleeps and he never slumber. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. In verse 2, praise God, it tells us, hallelujah, that my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. See, my help, praise God, today is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. As I bring forth this word, hallelujah, I had to look to the hill this morning, glory to God, from which cometh my help. Hallelujah. Because all my help cometh from the Lord this morning. I'm telling you this morning to look up and live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In times like these, hallelujah, we need to know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know him today, glory to God, you need to know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a blessing to live on this earth many years, glory to God, but it behooves every man, glory to God, to be very sure that their anchor hold and grips the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the Almighty, hallelujah, and in him, hallelujah, there's no other name that one can be saved by, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to 3 funerals on today. You see, God, did you see death has no respect of person, and it has no respect of age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the funerals I'm going to is one of my classmates. Hallelujah. And another is a young lady. Glory to God that slept away. Glory to God in her sleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And another, hallelujah, is a elderly man. Glory to God. His children are all grown. Hallelujah. Had been on this earth for a long while. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's important to know Jesus. Hallelujah. Your personal Savior today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we need Jesus like never before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just came back to tell you to look up and live. Hallelujah. Look up to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith today. Hallelujah. He got all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able to carry you through. No matter what you're going through this morning, know that my God is able to bring you out this morning. Oh, he's worth it to be praised. I feel the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God this morning for waking me up, clothed in my right mind, hallelujah, yet still able to open my mouth and tell the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. I come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arm, hallelujah, glory to God. We have to lean on him, we have to depend on him, glory to God. There's no other help I know this morning, hallelujah. Jesus is everything that I need, he's everything that I hope for, he's the very air that I breathe this morning, and I give him thanks this morning. I thank him for November 2011. Glory to God, they set November aside, glory to God, for Thanksgiving. Although we know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but glory to God, hallelujah, while he gave us this opportunity for November, make sure that you tell somebody about the goodness of God. Tell somebody how you thank God for your life, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good this morning. Let brotherly love continue. Oh, glory to God. Oh, taste and see that God is good this morning. He's the best thing since sugar cane. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. You see, I tried him and I found out one day that he's all right with me. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today that it's a personal walk. I'm not telling you anything, glory to God, that somebody told me. Hallelujah. I read the book one day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Spirit of God came in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is my best friend. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's my father. He's my maker. Oh, yes, he is. He's my creator. He's my source. He's my keeper today. Hallelujah. He's my preserver. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. Oh, yes, he is this morning. Glory to God. I thank God this morning. I praise God this morning because I truly have the victory. I am an overcomer this morning. Hallelujah. All things is working for my good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can say that this morning because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. He tells me that I am the head and not the tail. He tells me this morning I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He tells me that I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. It does not matter this morning what you're going through. Hallelujah. Give it to Jesus this morning. Give it to him, glory to God. You may be in a nursing home this morning. You may not have a loved one to come by to see you. But I'm going to tell you that Jesus is in the room with you right now. Hallelujah. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. We thank God for seniors everywhere this morning, all over the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The seasoned saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know this morning that this is not the time for you to retire from the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no retirement, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to tell it, glory to God. You got to tell it, you got to tell it on the mountaintop. Glory to God that Jesus lives. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to tell the young people how to live right. You got to tell that young man to pull those pants up. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to tell that young wife how to be a keeper in her household. Glory to God. They're going to need somebody to look up to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God kept us here for this reason. Hallelujah. To pull the young people along the way. We got to be, hallelujah, the light for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To tell them to don't go this way. Don't go that way. But follow Jesus. Follow Jesus as you follow him. Glory to God. And tell them that's why you're here today. Because you're obedient. You tell them they got to be obedient. Glory to God. They got to be humble. Glory to God. Tell them to lay aside every weight. Glory to God. Let them know, glory to God, that they're in this world, but they're not of this world. Glory to God. Pull the pants up today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look up and live today. See Jesus today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God on today. I truly thank God on today. And God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, I'm turning it back to your hands, Sister G. I'm calling you Minister G. Glory to God because you're doing a great work. Hallelujah. Don't throw in the towel. Continue to press on. Glory to God. God has great blessings for you. He's already blessed you. He's drawing many young people to your ministry. And we thank God. Every time I listen to it, I be blessed. And that young lady that sang the song this morning, glory to God. We pray the blessing of God upon her, even as she leaves for her work this morning. Bless her on her job, God. Everything her hand touched this morning, because she put you first this morning. Glory to God, even though she had to go to work. She took time out to sing a song. Oh, bless her real good, Lord. On this day, hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Minister Bonnie Howe,
hey.
We are so grateful that
hallelujah.
You stopped by to bless us with that word. Look up and live. Woo, that's an awesome word. I thank God for you. Psalms 121,
hallelujah.
Look up and live. Look to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Look up and live. In times like these, yes, just like she said, we need a Savior. We need God every day. So I thank God. Like she said, we can't retire in God. There's no retirement. We got to be examples for our young people and tell them how God has been faithful to us. So I thank God for that awesome word, Minister Bonnie Howe. You want to give us the number for your blog talk show again?
Yes, I will. It's True Life Outreach Ministry. I'm on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've been having different speakers sometimes. I have to give the word, glory to God, but I try to use as many people as I can because we all need to work out our own soul salvation. And you know what God give us, we have to use it. Glory to God. And the number to call in is 1-714-242-5349. Glory to God. And we are going to have a conference here in Orlando. True Life Outreach Ministry will be sponsoring that conference. Glory to God. It's called Cherishing the Life We Share. It's going to be at the Golden Corral Restaurant. Yes, I said Golden Corral Restaurant. It's going to be there. Glory to God. We have our own little room. Glory to God. We're going to be lifting up the name of Jesus. And the whole purpose of that conference is to let brotherly love continue. It's time for families to come together. It's time for friends to come together. Some family haven't seen their family member in years. This is an opportunity for them to invite them to come and let brotherly love continue. Open your arms wide and just embrace one another. Glory to God. Embrace your brother. Embrace your sister. And I'm not talking all the time about your natural brother and sister. I'm talking about your spiritual brother and sister. Come on and let's fellowship and just show love. Somebody need a hug on that night. Glory to God. And it's going to be at Golden Corral on November the 18th. Mark your calendar, November the 18th. And our guest speaker will be none other than Reverend Doris Dorsey, all the way out from Columbia, South Carolina. She has already booked her room. And on the 19th, we will be going to Walt Disney World for more fellowship. And we truly thank God for what he's doing for True Life Outreach Ministry. This is our first conference that we're going to sponsor here in Orlando. And great things is coming. And we just thank God. We just decrease and let the Lord have his way. I don't have a church, glory to God, but my ministry is umbrellaed under my home church, Orlando Faith Ministries International. And my pastor, Dr. Willie Johnson, is my pastor over that ministry that God has given me. I am a steward over True Life Outreach Ministry. Glory to God. And I talked to my pastor about it, and he said it was well. And I thank God because we truly have to have an umbrella. And I'm going to let the Lord have his way. Glory to God. I'm very active in my church. I'm an associate minister there in my church. I'm on the street team. I'm on the seniors. I'm over the seniors fellowship ministry. Glory to God. I just truly thank God for what he's done for me because so many times the enemy had desired to sift me like wheat, but God had plans for me. Glory to God. And I truly thank God. I'm sold out to the Lord, saved, sanctified, filled with his precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Appointed and called for a time like this. And my mind is made up to continue in the Lord. And y'all pray for our True Life Outreach Ministry and pray for me. And whenever, glory to God, you don't have anything else to do, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, please tune in. Again, the number is 1-714-242-5349. God bless you all. And I'm going to have to leave now, Pastor G. Have to get ready. Going to 3 funerals today. And I just thank God and keep these families in prayer. Dr. Mason's family, one of my classmates, Randy Daniels, and that's also a relative of Dr. Mason, and also she has a niece that slept away in her sleep, and also sister and my church father passed away. So I'm going to try to peek my head in all 3 of those different funerals. I mean, I can't stay long, but I will peek my head in. So we just thank God we have to be there for one another in time like this. And, y'all, I thank you. I love you all. And this is not going to be the last time that I will be tuning in to the seniors. And I'm going to tell my seniors to tune in. Glory to God. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Howell. We'll continually lift our eyes up unto the Lord, from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. I thank God for that powerful word. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our God is an awesome God, and he loads his children up with benefits. He gives us the desires of our heart, and he blesses us. He also gives us abundant life and life more abundantly. My Aunt Mildred has truly been blessed by God. She was born in 1910 and continues to be blessed by the Father with abundant life. She is 101 years plus. She joins us weekly and gives thanks and praise unto our God. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine. God is so good to open my eyes this morning.
Amen. I thank God for giving you strength and waking you up this morning and allowing you to come on weekly. So you ready to sing a song unto our God?
Oh, yes.
Amen.
I want to let you know, Coretta, and everyone that's listening, I don't feel no rest tired. I've come this far where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I just know my Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me. I say that I 101 didn't bring me this far. The Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me. Oh, I don't feel tired at all. I've come this far where he brought me from. I said nobody told me that the roads would be easy, but I know the Lord, he didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. I thank God for you, Aunt Mildred.
Thank you.
I thank you for letting God use you. What an awesome song. He didn't bring us this far
to
leave us.
He's so good to use me.
Amen. He certainly is good to me. I thank him every day because he is a good father, a good God.
He's
to us. He's better to us than we even are to ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's good. Well, this morning I'm looking to see if Monica is on this morning. I believe she's here. Let's see who this is. Monica, are you there? Okay, well, she must not be on this morning. But I thank God for each of you this morning. And as we continually praise the Lord, I thank God for another woman of God, Sister Glory Dean Shiloh. She is one of my prayer partners. She lives in New Orleans, Louisiana, and she's an awesome, mighty prayer warrior, a singer for the Lord. She's on fire for God, doing great things in the city of New Orleans to tell people about the mighty God, our God. Good morning, Glory Dean.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Doing pretty good, pretty good.
Amen. We're glad you could join us this morning. You ready to sing unto the Lord?
Yeah, I'm ready, much as my voice can go.
Oh, you got a great voice. God gave it to you. It starts out very strong this morning.
Okay. I have to go in the other room.
All right, we'll continually praise the Lord while you go on in.
All right.
So we just thank God for his presence this morning and everything he's doing. We are grateful to our God because he is great, great, great. And he does great things for his people. He don't forget about us. He's so great, he even keeps us in the palm of his mighty hand. He keeps us in his thoughts daily. And, you know, I thank God for Jesus because Jesus came to this earth, died for us. But yet, I thank God he arose and he blesses us every day. You know, Jesus is constantly interceding before the Father on our behalf. So I thank God for Jesus. And you know, Jesus didn't leave us alone. He sent his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us on a daily basis. Praise. So let us be grateful because God didn't leave anything out. He provided us with everything we need. We're ready when you get ready, Sister Glory Dean.
Okay. I'm ready.
I just was talking. So I thank the Lord this morning for everything he's doing for each of you on Bible Storyland. You know we can be grateful he woke us up. What more, you know, I mean, God is so awesome in the way he takes care of us. He didn't just put us down here on the earth and left us alone. He takes good care of us on a daily basis, every day. Not just some, he doesn't miss a day. He even rebukes the enemy on our behalf. Woo, we serve a great and a mighty God. We're waiting for you, Sister Glory Dean. Just start playing whenever you get ready. We're thanking the Lord this morning for everything he's doing.
You hear me okay?
Yes, uh-huh. You're great.
Bringing us through. It takes faith to bring us through. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for bringing us through. He
Amen.
Brings us through every situation that we face, and he keeps us by his mighty hand. Thank you, Sister Glory Dean.
Praise God.
Thank God for you.
Amen.
It was awesome.
Amen.
I thank God. All right, this morning, I decree and declare that we as seniors live daily and dedicate our lives to Father God to serve him. And the scripture says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I decree and declare that Jesus is Lord in your lives and that you are obedient to Father God as well as your household. I decree and declare that seniors will be saved before they leave this earth, every senior. I decree and declare that saved seniors live holy lives. Romans 12, 1 through 2, read it. I decree and declare that seniors live healthy lives and that they walk in wellness. 3 John 2, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I decree and declare that seniors are safe and protected and that God is continuously watching over them. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Also, Ephesians 6, 10, the whole armor of God upon each of you. I decree and declare that godly senior citizens are spreading the word, telling their neighbors about the love Jesus has for them, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is going. He's going throughout your neighborhood because of you. He says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So I thank God for seniors this morning. Be blessed of the Lord. He has favor upon each of us as senior citizens. All right, this morning I'm looking for a young woman from Kalamazoo, Michigan, Tanisha Grundy. Are you on, Tanisha? If you are, press 1. Don't see you right now. Okay, maybe she didn't get to come on yet, but I thank God for her. She is a wonderful young woman of God. She has a little daughter, and they come on and sing together sometimes. So I thank God for each of you. What a privilege it is and an honor it is to spend time in the presence of our true and living Creator, God, our Father. What happens when we spend time in the presence of the Almighty, the Most Powerful God, the Living Father, the Living God? We will not be the same when we humbly go before him and request time in his presence. We will not be the same. Change will take place in our lives. When we go to, you know, when we go to the barbershop or the beauty shop, hopefully we come out with a new hairdo, looking different, looking not the same on the outside. When we get a massage on our body, you know, our body feels differently than, you know, before we got that massage. But these are physical changes we can see. What happens when we go in the secret place of the Most High and abide under his shadow, the shadow of the Almighty? You know, we can say of the Lord that he is our refuge and our fortress, the one who we put our trust in, the one no human has ever seen and lived and can tell about it, the one who delivers us from all evil and the presence of all evil, the one who covers us with his feathers, the one whose wings we can hide under. He is our shield. He is our buckler, the God who protects us. He even gives his angels charge over us to protect us. He is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. We don't have to go without anything. All we got to do is call upon him, and he provides for our needs. He's Jehovah Rapha, a healer. He heals and cures our sicknesses, our diseases. He even keeps plagues away from coming near us. When we spend time with him, he calls unto us to come into his presence daily. Are you listening? Are you listening for his call? Or are you too busy doing what you want to do that we ignore the still small voice calling to us? Come. Spend time with him. He's speaking. We call on him, and he hears us, and he answers us. But when he calls on us, do we hear him, and do we answer him? You know, the God is a mighty God. And you might say to yourselves, I didn't know God was calling me. I didn't even hear his voice. Well, were you too busy? Are you listening? Are you too busy to listen? Are you doing things all day long, too busy doing things, whatever you want to do, doing your daily routine, that whatever you were doing, you were too busy? You know, God patiently waits on us to obey him, to spend time, you know, with him. Our Bible character today was a humble man of God who came and he dedicated his entire life to God, even as an older man. As a baby, the devil was trying to kill him, but God saved him. Pharaoh made a decree that all baby boys were to be killed, but God saved this man because he had a praying mother. She prayed for him when he was a baby. She sought the Lord, and he gave her a mighty plan for her baby's life. His mother spent time in the presence of God and brought about change in her household. The plan God gave her took courage, boldness, and strength to trust in to trust her son to God. But she trusted God, and her daughter put him put the baby, her baby brother, in the river where she knew Pharaoh's daughter would be bathing. Thank God for praying mothers who instill the love of God, even in their babies. Thank God for those mothers who pray for their babies while they're in the womb. I spoke to a woman of God at our church recently, just had a little baby boy, a beautiful baby boy. And even when she was pregnant, I would talk to her and I said, "You're praying for the baby?" She said, "Oh, yeah. I lay hands on my stomach every day and I pray." And she knew she was having a son, and they named him Emmanuel. Oh, she's a young woman of God. She knows how to pray to God. She prayed for her unborn baby. And I tell you what, she listened to her mother and to older people, and she's bringing that baby up, teaching him about God. She's still praying for her baby. And you know, I admire women of God like that. She didn't come right away into the public. That baby now is about 7, going on 8 weeks old, and she just came back to worship the Lord. But I believe that she was worshiping in her home before God and continually praying for her baby. As she nursed him, she prayed for him, held him in her arms, and told him about the love of God. Now, you know, Moses' mother did the same thing. Her son was not even walking when she gave him away. But God's plan is so awesome that this, you know, this morning was not through, you know, she was not just holding her son. She was praying with him. She continued to teach him God's ways for as long as she could. Babies are never too young to learn about the goodness of God. You know, when I lived in New Orleans, I taught Sunday school with two or three other women. And the youngest baby that came into the nursery was 2 weeks old. That baby cried. We changed the diaper. We did stories. We did songs. We prayed over the children. And we told them about the love of God. When we held them and prayed with them, they were the children were, like I said, the youngest was 2 weeks old. They were 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. But fathers and mothers, grandparents, uncles and aunts, you know, it's never too late. You can start praying for your grandchildren now. Now, that baby was 2 weeks old when she started coming to church. Her mother would just sit her up on the table in a little carrier, and we would just, like I said, sing songs and pray over. So when the baby got to be a year old, the mother brought the baby in one morning, and she said, "What's that song y'all teaching her?" And we said, "She talk." Her mother said, "She sings those songs every day." Now, look at God, how awesome he was as we sang to the children, as we prayed for the children. God was instilling something in those babies. So it's, you know, it's never, they're never too young to learn about God's goodness. Sing to them, hum to them, pray over them, pray with them. And you can teach them while they're young. You know, when they can begin to say sentences, you can teach them, "Our Father." They can talk. They can say that. So teach them. You don't know what God has put on the inside of them as children. He will use them They could be the president of the United States one day. They may be a judge of the Supreme Court. They may become a doctor. They may become apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher for the Lord. So prepare them now, grandparents, parents, uncles, aunts. The word of God says teach them about God when they get up in the morning. Teach them throughout the day, all day long, until they go to bed at night. I decree and declare that our children will be saved, accept Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior while they're young, and they will be faithful to God. They will dwell in his presence. They'll be faithful like Samuel, Joseph, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego all the days of their lives. Our Bible character today, Moses, you know his name means drawn out. Pharaoh's daughter drew him out of the water. Pharaoh's daughter had Moses drawn out, and it saved him when he was a baby. Moses was a great leader, great leader. He was a lawgiver of the Hebrews. He was the son of Amram, a Levite. Moses was born in Egypt in B.C. 1571. He was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter, and he was liberally educated by Pharaoh's people. He was called by God to lead the Israelites out of bondage. You know, God called him before he put him in his mother's womb. But as he grew older, you know, he started becoming close to God. God even gave him the Ten Commandments. What a great God we serve. You know, you don't know what he has for children. Tell children about God, as Minister Bonnie Howell was talking about this morning. Moses was the author of the books of Pentateuch. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And he also wrote, some author said he wrote the book of Job. Now, Moses and Christ's life was parallel. Both of them were preserved in their childhood. You know, the enemy tried to kill Moses when he was a baby. He made a decree to try to kill all the children, all the newborns. And the same thing would happen when Jesus was born. Mary and Joseph had to take Jesus and leave Egypt because, you know, that Pharaoh was trying to kill him. He was jealous of him. Now, both were contended with masters of evil. Exodus 7:11 says Pharaoh sent wise men, you know, and sorcerers. You know, they were trying to come up against Moses, and you know, they were trying to imitate him. When Moses put the rod out and turned into a snake, they were doing the same thing, but they were false. They were not real. Moses was real. Then you know, the Spirit of the Lord came to into the desert. The Spirit of the Lord led Jesus up to the desert to be tempted by the devil. Now, they also both fasted 40 days. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without any food and water. And in Matthew 4:2, it says Jesus didn't eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights, you know, before his temptation. Now, both fed the multitude. Exodus 16:15. The Lord, Moses told the people, he says, the Lord has given you food to eat. And in Matthew 14:20, all of them ate much as much as they wanted. When they picked up the leftover pieces, you know the story about the young boy who had two fish and five barley loaves. There were 12 baskets left over after Jesus had, you know, fed the multitude. Both of them, Moses and Jesus, endured murmurings, people complaining. You know, they complained in Exodus 15:24, and they were, you know, Moses, you know, they complained about what they were going to drink and, you know, and all that. But God supplied. And because of Moses, you know, God supplied. He prayed. Mark 7:2, they saw the disciples were unclean, that they did not wash their hands. And so, you know, the people were complaining about the disciples. Now, Moses and God and Jesus were also discredited in their home. Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses because of the woman that he married from Sudan. John 7:5 says even Jesus' brothers didn't believe him. Now, they both made intercessory prayers. I thank God for Jesus. He's still interceding. Exodus 32:32 says God will forgive their sin. But if not, please wipe me out of the book you have written. Now, this is Moses' prayer for the people. He interceded for them. No matter how much they came up against him, no matter how they, you know, talked about him and criticized and complained, Moses interceded for the people. And John 17:9, I pray for them, Jesus said. I pray, not praying for the world, but for those you gave me, because they're yours. That's how Jesus prayed for us. He's still praying for us. Now, they both spoke as oracles of God. Deuteronomy 18:18, so I will send a prophet, an Israelite like you. I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. So we have to remember that Jesus and Moses were similar. They both established memorials. They both reappeared after their death. You can read the Word. You know, when you read the Word of God, you discover so much about God. The Word of God is the Logos Word of God. That's what we read on the page. But sometimes God gives the Rhema Word, a word like Minister Bonnie Mack gave us a Rhema Word this morning from the Lord. So I thank God for that. Moses was an older man when he came to know God, when he really, really came close to God. Moses was drawn unto the presence of God when he saw the burning bush afar off. God was calling him, so he went up into the mountain, and he saw that that bush never burned up. When he got to the top of the mountain, the Almighty God spoke to him. He spoke to him through a burning bush, and he said, Moses, Moses, take off your shoes. This is holy ground. And so Moses stood on holy ground. He took his shoes off. You know, he was quick to obey God. Sometimes God speaks to us, and we don't even listen. We say, oh, yeah, something told me to do that. No, it's the voice of God telling you to do the right thing. Moses went many times to spend in the presence of God. Is God drawing you in his presence? Does God want you to spend time with him? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's calling each of you. No matter what age you are, he's calling you to spend time in his presence. What an honor and a privilege it is to spend time in the presence of a holy God. Is he drawing you closer to him? As we begin to get a little gray around the edges, we will begin to think. We can begin to think, you know, we have less time now than we did before, less time ahead of us than we did before. So you want to think to yourself, where do I want to spend eternity? Because eternity is going to be here through eternity. Eternity is forever. Where? We have two choices where we want to spend eternity. I don't know about you, but I want heaven, where God's home is, to be my home. Now, you know, there's another place, a wide place. It's where hell is, the devil's home. I don't know about you, but I don't plan on going there. I plan on standing before my Father, and I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And I would encourage you to spend time with the Most High God and tell him where you want to spend eternity and follow him and obey what he tells you to do. You know, God has awesome plans for us on a daily basis. So I thank God for the lives that he's given to each of us. I love to spend time in the presence of God. Moses spent time in the secret place with Father God. Let's listen to what Moses said about spending time in the secret place. Just you and God alone. Nothing else but just you and God alone. You're shutting everything down in your house. You're going into a secret place, into a room where just you and God. Now, you know, I can't even spend time with President Obama without making an appointment, and then I still may not be able to go spend time with him. But not only that, I can't even make appointment with, you know, some of the world leaders to spend time with them. But I can spend time with the Most High God at any time I want. He ain't put no restrictions on me. He just says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, my God. In him will we trust. Surely he will deliver us from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. Look at what our God is going to do for us when we spend time with him. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. You know what's happening in the world. Lots of terror in the world today. But we don't have to be afraid, because we can spend time with the Most High God. We can say, Abba, Father, stop terrorists today. Abba, Father, have mercy on America. Have mercy on Israel. Have mercy on the world, O God. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 can fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but none shall come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over us, to keep us in all our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall we trample under our feet. Because we have set our love upon God, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high, because we know his name. We know his name. We know his name. He honors his name, but he honors his word above his name. So we got to know what his word says. If you don't know his word says, dwell in the secret place of the Most High, how would you know to do it? So open up the word daily. Study to show yourself approved. He said we can call upon him and he will answer. He's faithful. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. He will give us long life. Some of us, like my Aunt Mildred, he's given her 101 years.
Oh, yes.
He will show us his salvation. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God. There is nobody like our God.
Nobody ever will be like
that. Compared to our great God. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the mighty great I am. So I thank God today. For God, for Jesus who came, who died for us. And we, you know, I run into his presence. I remember one time on the job I was going through so much, and God had given me this scripture, and I turned to it and read it. And it said, if you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. And I thank God he speaks to us today. Are you listening? Tune out everything. Move all distractions from your life, because God is speaking to you and to you. Yes, I'm talking to you too. He's speaking to you too. So listen. Well, this morning it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. So those of you who need prayer, you can press 1 and make a request for prayer. There's some people that already press 1 here. And I thank God for you being on this morning. Let's see. I'm going to let some people on. Good morning. Are you requesting prayer? Good morning, Sister Barb. Is that you from California?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Kavita. You're on fire.
Are you requesting prayer this morning?
No, but I was... I didn't know it was Senior Citizen Day, but I had wrote a little something a half hour ago.
Okay, all right. Can you, I'm going to call on you right after prayer to give that. How's that?
All right, that's fine.
Okay, just hang on. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm writing myself a note here to call you after prayer. Thank God for you coming on. All right, prayer request. Some people here are pressing one. I'm going to put you on.
Prayer request?
Good morning. Okay, Karen, go ahead. What's your prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. I am praying for a friend of mine. She has recently gone blind. We don't know why yet. And we are all in prayer for her that we'll find out why and if it can be corrected.
Amen, amen. I thank God that he is almighty God. Nothing's too hard for him, okay? Hold on, I'm putting you on. 307, you have a prayer request?
Hello, this is Tashana. I have a word from God that the immigration laws in Mexico will be overturned, and I wanted to share that.
Hey, Sister Shana, how are you? Tashana, where are you? Are you in college right now?
Yes, I'm in Miami right now.
All right, I thank God for you. How old are you, Tashana, now? 21. And God gave, didn't I tell you God is using them of all ages? What's the word of God again, that rhema word?
The immigration laws in Mexico will be overturned.
Amen, amen. Immigration laws in Mexico will be overturned. All right, so we wait on the mighty God for the manifestation. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Tashana, for being on this morning. Bless you, my daughter.
Thank you, you
all
too.
All right. Jackie, is that you? You have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Aunt Mildred.
Okay.
I'd like a request for my grandson. He's lowered his back. Now, it's a prayer request that he be able to get around again. Let's call.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for this time. Carissa, bless this program. May God will still take care of this program and let it become what it already is and what he wanted to be.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. God bless you. All right, Jackie, are you on? Okay, she's not on right now. If you already press 1, you can request prayer if you like to. Okay, you're on.
This is Tina from Portland, Maine. I'm sorry, I'm just a little scratchy.
That's okay. What's your name again?
Tina.
T-I-N-A.
T-I-N-A, Tina.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. I just want to pray that hopefully on the 18th of November I'm due for surgery because they found a cluster in my body, and they're going to try to locate it and remove all the poison out. It has to do with cancer. They don't know if it's cancer, but they're trying to, you know, find it and get it out. So.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tina, for coming on.
Well, I would have last week, but I forgot the number. Sister Karenito helped me out this morning with it.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? Prayer. Press 1 if you're requesting prayer. 207-772, are you requesting prayer?
All right, maybe that's me. I did it twice by accent, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
All right, 857, are you requesting prayer?
Yes, I'm requesting prayer. Good morning, Sister Gently, for myself and my little prophetess, and also for a young family that's in a hotel right now that they have to stay there because power is out due to a storm.
Thank you.
Okay. They're in Boston where you are?
No, no. They're in New Jersey, and there was a blizzard that came. We had a storm, too, but it wasn't really bad, like dusted Sunday. But some of the cities like Worcester and my prayer partner told me that her cousins in New Jersey, they've been in a hotel since then, and it's expensive. So, you know, the power is out. And
yeah.
I just want to pray for my ministry. I'm doing the Dinners for Christ today. I'm taking the food to the shelter. So I just want prayer for that as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Cheryl. Just hang on.
Okay.
Okay, I was writing that down. All right, anybody else? Prayer. Let's see, there's a, hold on 1 second. Good morning, Sister Martha from Kalamazoo. How are you?
Oh, the Lord is good, Sister Caritha. I enjoyed the program, as always. I'd like a special prayer for my daughter, Dion, for her, not only for her physical health, but also spiritual, that she would look to the Lord and use all the gifts and talents that she has for him. And also for myself, that I might grow closer in spirit and in all that the Lord would have me to do. And I enjoyed the program so much. It's just so good and so much. And Sister Aunt Mildred, you're my idol. God bless you.
Oh, yes,
and
I'm so glad to hear you.
I love you. I haven't met you, but I love you in the spirit. God bless you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
God keep us all together.
Amen. Amen. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. If you're already on, you can state your prayer request.
Thank you. Heal my body.
Amen. Okay. So you want prayer for your body. Okay, Aunt Mildred, I'll pray for you too.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, anybody else? Prayer requests. We're still waiting. Press 1 if you want to make a prayer request. Okay. All right. I don't want to start into prayer. If anybody else want prayer, just press 1.
I am going to do it a second time. Usually every year Virginia usually has power outages, and this is nothing new to me that 218 has them. So it's not only prayer for the individual that was brought up, but everybody that happens to be staying at that hotel, because I'm sure it's like us hurricane people. We infiltrate hotels up north.
Okay.
So, you know, the same kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Karen. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you're requesting prayer. Okay. All right. I'm looking to see if anybody else pressed 1. I don't want to miss anybody because sometimes people tell me, I was pressing 1, but you didn't know it. So I'm waiting a few minutes. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, someone else just press 1. Hold on, please. All right, 347, you're on. You press 1 for prayer.
Hi, Sister G, it's Tamika. I enjoyed the show. I'm requesting
Tamika,
prayer for
how are
brother.
You?
I'm good. It's such a blessing hearing you, everyone speak and just glorify God. And, yeah, praise God for this. Amen. I'm requesting salvation for my brother again. Joseph Reeves is his name. Please lift him up. He and the entire household will be saved because I know once he's brought in, everyone's going to come. My sister-in-law will come too. And my
okay, now what's his name again?
Joseph. Joseph.
Spell it.
J-O-S-E-P-H, like Joseph.
Oh,
and
Joseph.
Dream
I got it. I'm sorry.
No,
I heard
that's all
you
right.
Just Joseph. Okay, thank you.
He did believe, and then he turned away. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
All right. So he's a prodigal son. We'll pray for that. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Don't want to leave anybody out. Press 1. All Okay, well, looks like everybody's made prayer requests, and those who made silent requests, I pray the Lord hear your prayers also. So we're going to go before the throne this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you this morning, O God. We honor you, Father God. We honor your presence, O God. We thank you that you are a mighty King, that you are the great and mighty I Am, and it's nobody like you, O God. Father, I lift up your daughter, Karen. Father God, I tell friend who lost her sight recently, Father God. Father, there's nothing secret to you, O God. You knew all about her friend even before Mokoshe, she lost her sight, O God. And Father, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, I thank you for sending the word and healing her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for confounding the doctors and the medical staff, O God, in the name of Jesus. Send the word and heal her in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing for your people today, O God. In the name of Jesus, move mightily on her behalf, Father God. In the name of Jesus, increase that young woman's faith in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, if she's not saved, save her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for what you're doing for Karen's friend, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Tashana, who came on, a young woman who's in college in Miami. I thank you for a shield around her, a hedge of protection around her. I thank you for a quick, ready, sharp mind, O God. Like Daniel, she's 10 times smarter than her friends, O God. And Father, I thank you for the rhema word that you gave to her today, O God. We wait for the manifestation of it, O God, and we thank you for what you're doing. And Tashana, bless you. All the students where she is, O God, the college students everywhere, Father God, we lift them up before you, and we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I just ask you to continually encourage Tashana, increase the monetary supply for her, Father God, give her more, in even the desires of her heart according to your will, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for the mighty Mildred, my Aunt Mildred, O God. I thank you for healing her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you that you are a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for touching her body with your mighty high right hand, your strong arm, O God. I thank you for the love you have for Aunt Mildred, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up her grandson, Carl Tatum, Father God, and we thank you for healing his back. In the name of Jesus, touch his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, inside out, O God. Go into that back area, O God. Heal tendons in the name of Jesus, muscles, O God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the spine area, Father God. In the name of Jesus, all down the hip area, the feet, the legs, the structure, the body, strengthen, heal. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up Tina from Portland, Oregon. I thank you for this young woman who came on, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for sending her on Bible Story Land today, Father God, to request prayer, Father. Father, you know Tina. You even know how many hairs Tina has upon her head because, Father God, you are her creator, O God. You, in the name of Jesus, Father God, she is requesting prayer before she goes in for surgery to have poisons or even cancer removed from her body. In the name of Jesus, you're almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. Your word says whatever we ask in your name, believing you are granted. So, Father God, we stand in faith with her, believing for her healing in the name of Jesus. And we look forward to the great testimony coming from her of how you healed her. Father God, if she's not saved, save her and draw even closer to you than ever before. Teach her who you are. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for preparation you're doing in her in the name of Jesus. Father, bless Tina and her entire family to come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Cheryl in Boston, O God, and her little prophetess daughter. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father God, for the ministry that you have given her. Oh, God, I thank you that she's careful to watch over, careful to be obedient to you and to what you're telling her to do on that program. But in the name of Jesus, and Father, I ask you to bless her and her daughter. Increase spiritually, Father God, and materially, yeah. Father God, according to your God. And Father, I lift up the people who are in storm areas, Father God, who are in hotels, even those who may be on the streets looking for shelter, provide for them through the storms, provide covering for them, hide them under the shadow of your almighty wings, O God. Be with them, Father God. Give them food and warmth for their bodies, O God. Give them what they need, O God. In the name of Jesus, let them call upon you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up Sister Martha Gonda in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for her daughter, Dion, looking forward to spending time in the secret place with you. She knows your name, but, Father, I'm glad you know Dion's name. You know everything about Dion. You know her physical condition, Father God. You know her spiritual condition, as you do with all of us. And I thank you for healing her body in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift your name on high. We thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. We lift up all the people in stormy weather, O God. Provide shelter, O God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up Tamika, Father God, my prayer partner, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for this mighty woman of God. And, Father, she is concerned about her brother Joseph, Father God, who has become a prodigal son. In the name of Jesus, call him out of the darkness and back into your marvelous light, O God. I thank you, Father God, for him coming closer to you, dwelling in the secret place even more than before. Let him be on fire for you, running to you, running hard after you, like a deer that pants for water when he's thirsty, O God. And, Father, I lift up everybody who came on this morning, even those who didn't come on, who will come on later to listen. I thank you for them and for their families. Bless them from the oldest to the youngest, O God. And we bless and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for hearing and answering every prayer. We seal it by the blood of Jesus. We say no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. And we thank you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, I have two special announcements this morning just before Sister Barbara Hayes come to give us a poem. And we thank God for Sister Barbara Hayes. The special announcements are, one, tonight at 7:30 p.m., get your pens ready. I will be speaking on Sister Cheryl Crockett's program with her and her little prophetess this evening. I'll be speaking to children, a word of God to children this afternoon, this evening at 7:30 p.m. There is a call-in number, and the call-in number is 619-789-1904. Please allow your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews to call in tonight for the children's message that God has given me for children. The call-in number again is 619-789-1904. The second important announcement is that Bible Storyland will not come on next week. I look forward to seeing you again and speaking with you on November the 19th. So I have a training to go to at church on next Saturday. So I look forward to speaking with you and listening to you again November the 19th. That's the following Saturday at 8 a.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, Sister Barbara, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. You know, I thank God for you getting up at 6 a.m. to be on with us at 9 a.m. Living in California, they're 3 hours behind our time. And some people get up at 8 a.m. when we're on at 9 a.m. So I thank God for you, Sister Barbara.
Well, it's a blessing to get up, and we thank God that we can get up. Anyway, when I found out it was Senior Citizen Day, it's just a little something I wrote. It's not a poem. It's just thoughts.
Okay.
The title is, Who is a Senior Citizen? A senior citizen is a person, male or female, by the grace of God, whether they are a child of God or not, have lived to be over 55 years of age and is a citizen from wherever they were born. As seniors in society, we get discount benefits such as movies, travel, dining out, and fast food, etc., etc. As children of God, we get benefits such as healing, protection, favor, grace, and more. But not just as seniors, but as young,
middle-aged persons, because he is our Heavenly Father and takes care of the young and the old. It is sad when I hear people, especially women who are ashamed to even be 40 years old, and those who lie about their age. It seems young people think it's not cool to be old, but keep on living. You will be glad to say you are a senior. I am tickled pink and proud that God has blessed me and my husband to be 71 and 74, and we are praying for more. To God be the glory.
Amen. That was awesome. I thank God for that. Hallelujah.
We
encouraging
hope to be 101 words. Like auntie.
Huh?
We hope to be 101 like your auntie.
Amen. Amen. I pray for you to be that old and older also. God bless you. Who is a senior citizen? You know, like she said, we have many material benefits in this world, but God loads us up with spiritual benefits, healing and spiritual wisdom and knowledge and understanding and being able to come close to him, being able to have a relationship with him. What a blessing. So I thank God for you, Sister Barbara, coming on, and I thank God for your obedience to him. Well, we have time for a quick testimony this morning. One quick testimony. Everybody giving silent testimonies this morning? I don't hear a word coming out.
The Blog Talk Radio, you all, I thank God for what a blessing it's been. I thank the Lord for blessing me and my daughter. I thank and praise God for just being able to reach out and be a blessing. So many times we're in ministry, we're not able to be a blessing. So I was able to be a blessing to a few other ministers this week. So I thank and praise God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Hers was so brief. We got time for one more. That's Sister Cheryl from Boston, Massachusetts. We thank God for her and her little prophetess coming on. God bless you. One more.
Thanks.
Uh-oh, they're giving those silent testimonies.
Hello?
Yep. Tashana?
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
well,
are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'll share, I think a year ago, the enemy was trying to get me out of the school that I was in, and God brought me back and allowed for me to continue in a major that the enemy tried to discourage me to make me feel like I couldn't finish it. You know, it's a science major. So God brought me back and allowed for me to not only come back, but to finish that major and to finish early.
Whoa, hallelujah. Woo, that's a great testimony. I'll tell you what, I know God has anointed you like Daniel. You're already 10 times smarter than your friends. So I thank God that he steps in just at the right time. And he rebukes the enemy on our behalf. That was an awesome testimony, Sister Tashana. Young
Amen.
Woman of God, I thank God for you. Be encouraged.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I love you, my daughter.
Love you, too.
All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Story Land. I love each of you. God loves you even more than I do. And I thank God for sending you on this morning. Be blessed. I thank God that he favors his children. He loads us up with benefits every day. He blesses us with safety, with peace. He strengthens us. He is an awesome God. And I just thank God that we can, you know, read his word, study his word, and dwell in the secret place. So don't forget, open up the word. Don't let that Bible get no dust up on it. Inside, outside, read it up. Read it so much that the pages start coming out and start illuminating in your face, and God reveals secrets to you. Because you know he tells his people secrets. So read his word. See what he's saying to you today in the Logos word. And don't forget, intercede for us. Intercede for people.
Yeah.
You know, as the elderly, you may have a little bit more time, not sure. But wherever you are, whether you're in the bathroom, whether you're outside, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're in the secret place, just intercede, pray for our nation. You know, so much is happening in the world today. God is calling on us to come in the secret place, spend time with him, to dwell in his presence, and to pray, intercede for people. Pray. Say, Father God, I ask you to bless my family, but don't just stop there. You know, whatever the Lord leads you to pray for, you turn on the news, you may see war. Pray, you know, that people will be protected. Like you turn on, yesterday I saw snow everywhere in some of the northern states. Pray that people will have electricity, some of the electric lines. Much to pray for, so much to pray for. So it's closing time. I'm asking that God give you a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Be blessed of the Lord and be a blessing to someone else. I
and
love
bless
you.
Bless you, Coretha, in this program.
Amen. God bless you too, Aunt Mildred. I love you. I love each of you. Be blessed of the Lord. Come close to the King of Kings. He allows it. He don't need nobody protecting him like President Obama or some of the world leaders. He is the protector. So he allows us to come close to him, to dwell with him, just linger in his presence. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. So I thank God for each of you. Look forward to speaking to you this evening at 7:30. If you're led to come on to that show, I'm going to give you the number again. 619-789-1904. So call your children, your grandchildren, and, you know, tell them that, you know, have a mighty word for the children today. God is a good God. He loves seniors as well as babies, children, middle-aged, young people, everybody. He loves us, and I thank God. All right, talk to y'all next week. I mean, not next week. Remember. Tonight. On the 19th of November, I look forward to speaking to you again. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless you, too. Love you.
Love you all. Love everybody.
Amen. You, too. Love you, too.
Thank God for
now, so we're going to hang up.